a number of cases involving failure to report. Good afternoon, Stephanie.
Good afternoon, sir. My first case was Scott Drew Owens, and the staff recommendation would have been less than what you all have currently given him for his repeat offender violation. So if at your pleasure, we can just move past his case.
Okay, so we've dealt with Mr. Owens already, is what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so if Scott Owens is here, he's free to go. All right.
Also, I have the case from previous Mr. Keith D. Jenkins that was not able to appear before the commission last month because he was incarcerated. I did talk to the law enforcement officer, and Mr. Jenkins was currently serving a six-month sentence, and he will not be available probably until the first of the year at the earliest.
So who was that now, Mr. Hall?
Mr. Keith D. Jenkins, he was from last year. You told me to just follow up with him. He's not on actual, it was just the commission asked us to follow up as to
he's serving time in jail.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And he will not probably be available until at least December, January time frame.
So just bring him to our attention at that point.
Yes, sir. Also, I just wanted to go over the process for our new commission members that we do for the compliance cases. Before they actually come before you, as is stated in your eval, there are multiple steps that our staff goes through in order to contact the harvesters. The three notifications, the postcards are two notifications, the certified letter, and then we actually have them serve before the commission. This is a lengthy process that costs the resources for the agency tremendously. To bring one case before you costs our agency close to $900 per case. And in staff time, it is multiple hours of staff time. So we wanted to let you all know that for our new commission members, because we did this back when we first started a notification system in October, but some of you all weren't here. So any case that's brought before you has been exhausted, where we have tried every avenue to contact the harvester, to get their information, and to make sure that they send their reports in a timely manner. So we wanted to just make that very clear that these notifications are timely and lengthy. And if you look at each one of those attachments where you have your table, you'll look at that proceed back to as far as the early part of this year for cases that are in front of you today. I just wanted to make that very clear. The first case I have today is Mr. Anthony Halls.
Well, raise your right hand, please. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Mr. Anthony Hall was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the month of January 2013 by first and second postcard notifications. He was also missing additional months for the month of December 2012. Our oyster repletion department sends us up oyster cases where someone has been reported as selling to a dealer, and Mr. Hogg was one of those persons who were selling in December 2012. At the time, Mr. Hogg did not have a commercial registration license, but he did get one in January 2013. He did not have his December 2012, of course, or his January 2013. He was sent a third and final notification by certified mail for all missing harvest reports. The third notification by certified mail was returned unopened by the post office. Staff made multiple attempts to contact Mr. Hogg by phone. He was, as of today, he currently has his harvest data into the office. He brought in his missing report. Except for the oyster data, we still do not have the December 2012 oyster data or the January 2013 oyster data.
Mr. Hogg, what would you like to tell us?
I just don't understand, but this year, if you work public rights and shaft home and stuff, I understand that you got to have a license. But if I go I'll pick these orchards up around the shoreline that we can, that our name is on that poster sign that my brother got. Okay, them orchards won't own public. Okay, they won't any water. They was on dry mud that belonged to us.
Still have to report it.
I mean, I didn't know that you had to have a license for this here. I understand that you got to have a license for if I work in Janesville, Rappahannock, Tacoma, in your dinner. I understand all that. But also that, we got Randy Shore.
Is that all you do is oyster?
Yeah, I mean, that, we oyster, that's all, I mean, yeah, that's all. That's
you
all
don't do any other kind of fishing?
I prayed with my buddy back there. I mean, that's the only thing I knew what to do.
Were you sending us our crab reports?
My buddy did. My buddy does the crab reports and stuff, and he fills all the paperwork out. Me and him together, he tends to all that. Because I really don't know much about it.
Why did it take three notices for you to get your information?
These notices go to Daddy's, and I was living there. I lived at Daddy's all my life, all up till maybe like a month ago. I moved in with my girlfriend.
What percentage of your income comes from fishing?
All of it. Every last thing.
So, why would you be so careless to potentially lose your livelihood by something as simple as sending in a report? You understand the seriousness of what we're talking about?
But, I mean, a while ago, I worked down in Ricky Hall in D.C. West. I worked with them. Okay? I would think that, because when I was working with Ricky at the time, hey, don't worry about your reports, but I'll take care of it. You know what I mean? I didn't have to fool with that.
Yeah.
Because I was working with him at the time, right now.
I've seen that a lot of times here where you know, people rely on other folks to send in their reports. You know, you got to find somebody you can trust to do the right thing. Otherwise, you got to do it yourself.
Myself. I mean,
what's the staff recommendation?
Staff recommendation for Mr. Hogg is a 2-year probation. And he also needs to get his reports in for the oysters that he did harvest for December 2012.
When can you get us that oyster report?
I called up Ron and I talked to him yesterday. He says, the lady told me, his secretary says, look, I can't give you that. She says, I can write it down, or you can write it down on a piece of paper. That's what he told me. Because I called up there yesterday. I talked to her and I talked to Nancy. And Nancy transferred me to her and I told her I'd call her back. Okay, I called up Ron at 3:30, and he says, they say, yeah, I close at 4, and she says, you're taking up my time. We can't get these for you because of the last...
So when can you get them to us?
I can go back up there tomorrow. Tomorrow or the next day, I can go back up there whenever they got time.
So you think you could have that information to us in a week, 10 days?
I'll go back up there and I'll just kind of look. I need it, though.
All right.
I can't afford to lose this. This is all I got.
That's right. This is all you got.
This is all I can have.
Any questions for Mr. Hogg?
No.
It's a pleasure, the commission. The staff recommendation is 2 years probation. You understand if you're placed on probation, any violation gets you right back before us again.
I'll accept the staff recommendation.
The motion for staff recommendation of 2 years probation. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Haney. Any discussion?
Of course, that's contingent on him getting his reports in.
All right. So the motion is modified. 2 years probation subject to you getting those oyster reports to us in 10 days. If not, we'll see you next month. Mr. Erskine.
I just have a comment. I agree with staff recommendation. These mandatory reports are pretty important, not necessarily to not only everybody that works in the industry, but you. It shows that Virginia has a vibrant, good industry out there. So it benefits you, and it benefits everybody else in the industry to show the kind of harvest that we have in Virginia. So it is very important to comply.
I might say it also helps keep the budgets coming from the General Assembly to continue to improve this agency when we can document honestly the success that we're having, both on the private sector and the public sector. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. We'll look for those oyster reports. Mr. Jenkins is next. Jenkins, swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. State your name for the record.
Timothy Jenkins.
Stephanie, did you fill us in on?
Yes, sir. Mr. Jenkins was notified by staff that he failed to report for the month of December 2012. Our first and second postcard, he was missing additional reports for the month of February through July 2013. Mr. Jenkins was sent a third and final notification by certified mail for all missing harvest reports. In addition, staff contacted him. His phone line was disconnected at the time. It was no longer in service. Mr. Jenkins was then sent a notice of a bad phone number to the address that he currently lives at that we have on file. He is missing harvest reports, and his is one of the ones that was just updated for harvest reports that he brought in. It's with page number 47, Mr. Tim Jenkins.
So what does this tell us, this blue sheet?
The blue sheet tells you how many, what reports he actually has resolved since you had your packet mailed out to you.
So we still need February, March, April?
No, just April 2013, sir.
Mm-hmm. Just April 2013.
Oh, I see. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm reading the wrong column. Thank you. Mr. Jenkins, have anything to say?
I have a letter from last month that all my stuff is right. Is that right here in my pocket?
All right.
Only thing that was wrong was my phone number. And y'all got me for April.
It's not saying that what you have is right.
Yeah,
it's telling
it's
you
incorrect.
That
yeah.
Right. That we don't
Thank
have
you
a
for corroborating, but you
right.
know I don't have y'all don't have a phone number.
Correct. This letter doesn't say you're okay for your harvest. It means we couldn't contact you because the number that you had on file was incorrect.
Well,
and
I
so this number
here about 15 times about them reports.
We can only go by the number that we have on file. So if you want to validate your phone number and your address before you leave, please do so. Just go out to the office out front, make sure they have the correct information. We call you on the number that we have on file.
I got you. Well, the inspectors called me the other day with my number. I don't know how they got it, but they got it. They had it. They should have it here.
So everything is up to date for April?
Yes, sir.
What can we do about April?
April.
Mr. Jenkins.
What happened to
you're not a neighbor on the thing.
What kind of fishing do you do?
I work with crabs, whatever. Anybody needs anybody. I'm one of the best in the business. Crabbing, fishing, anything. Horses. I made a lot of people a lot of money in my 20 years. And I didn't get nothing out of here.
Staff's recommendation is 2 years probation?
Yes, sir. Staff recommendation is 2 years probation as long as he gets the April 2013 harvest reports into the office. We need those.
How long do you need to get the April information to us?
I'm going to have to figure out what we did in April. I thought I horsed it with Don Allen Jenkins in April. I knew this year. Was this April?
Mm-hmm.
I worked with him this April.
Right.
Are
you thinking they're reporting for you?
We left from, we took the boat back down to Gloucester. We went fishing the whole summer. And I left my paper in the truck that shows all the reports. I got the whole, his report, a copy of his report. I went to the regular thousand guys just to bring it, but I left it in the truck.
Yes, the update that you have for him has where Don Jenkins and another person that he was working with sent their reports in the office. But they did not send in with his MRC ID attached to it is April 2013. That is what we are missing. So if you work with Mr. Jenkins, then you need to contact Mr. Jenkins and find out if he sent his April report in because it didn't have your
Yeah, I called him this morning, but he's probably at work to see if he had the April report because I didn't know until I called down here this morning and then she told me about the April report.
Jenkins, I see you also had some oyster violations in 2012.
I got one up the right behind it.
Oystering in a closed area, oystering before sunrise. Does that ring a bell?
I got one from James River and one from right behind.
Were you convicted of those?
Yeah, I've been guilty of both of them. I was guilty on the first one, but I wasn't guilty on the second one, sir. He said it was a misunderstanding. The officer I talked to, he said it was a misunderstanding, but he still had to write me a ticket because we were 10 feet over the line. And the next morning, 20 boats went there and none of them got tickets.
Were you here earlier?
Huh?
Were you here earlier when we dealt with the oyster violations?
Yes. But that was uncalled for, that second ticket that we got down there.
What's the pleasure of the commission?
Staff recommendation is for 2 years probation.
Provided he gets the April reports in.
Correct, and I would move for staff recommendation.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Two years
probation.
The next case is Mr. Rocky Rhea.
Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Help you, God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. State your name for the record.
I'm Rocky Wayne Ray.
Wright.
Ray.
Ray. Thank you.
Rocky Wayne Ray.
Mr. Ray was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the month of November 2012. Our first and second postcard, he was missing additional reports for the month of December 2012, January through June 2013. Mr. Ray was sent a third and final notification by certified mail for all missing harvest reports. Staff made additional phone calls to Mr. Ray but was not able to leave a message. Mr. Ray contacted staff by phone and stated that he would bring his missing reports to the office, and he reported no activity for the month of February through July 2013. However, Mr. Ray is still missing harvest reports for the month of November, December 2012, and January and August 2013. His is one of the ones that's an update as well. And he just got it straight this morning when he came into the office.
So we're entirely up to date.
We're up to date.
Yep. Any questions of Mr. Ray?
No, sir.
Any questions from the commission members? Staff's recommendation.
Staff recommends 2 years probation for Mr. Ray.
You want to say anything else, Mr. Ray, and get back? It's a pleasure of the commission.
Motion to approve staff recommendation.
I have a motion to approve staff recommendation for 2 year probation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Brandon Morgan. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Stephanie?
Mr. Brandon Morgan was initially notified by staff that he failed to report for the month of April 2012 by first and second postcard notices. He was missing additional months for the months of January through March and May through December 2012 and January through April 2013. Mr. Morgan was sent a third and final notification by certified mail for all missing harvest reports. Staff made an additional phone call to Mr. Morgan and left him a message. Mr. Morgan returned staff's call, but was not until after he had been issued a service letter. Mr. Morgan he's not missing any harvest reports at this time. He brought his reports in this morning. All his reports were brought into the office, so he's currently not missing any harvest reports.
For a while there, you were missing most of a year.
Yes, sir.
What happened?
I was in the middle of moving, and all the papers were scattered all over.
What kind of fishing do you do?
Gill netting and silver side, catching bait, minnow pots, and a little bit of oyster in the winter.
Anything else you want to say?
probably won't happen again.
That's what we like to hear. What's the pleasure of the commission?
Motion for staff recommendation, 2-year probation.
Is there a second to the 2-year probation?
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. We hope we don't see you back here again. 2 years probation.
Jackie Lewis.
Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God.
Ms. Jackie Lilliston was initially notified by staff that she had failed to report for the month of September 2012. Our first and second postcard notices she was missing additional reports for the months of October and December 2012 and March 2013. Ms. Lilliston was sent a third and final notification by certified mail for all missing harvest reports. Ms. Lilliston called the toll-free line and left a message reporting no activity for the month of September and October. Ms. Lilliston called on another day to report no activity for the month of March 2013. At that time, she was reminded by staff that she was still missing reports for December 2012 and June and July 2013. She told staff she would need to check her records. Ms. Lilliston called staff again and reported no activity for the month of December 2012, but not until after she had been issued a service letter. Ms. Lilliston has submitted reports for all months except August 2013.
What would you like to say?
I have turned in the August one. I just got a voicemail yesterday saying that they had received my reports, but they had a few questions about the buyer that was on there. So I was supposed to check that and get back with them. Because I didn't talk to who called me yesterday. I had to take a friend somewhere, and when I got home, I checked my voicemail, and I don't know who, I can't remember who left it. And today I didn't get a chance to call, and I was going to check, run it, you know, there while I was here to see what they wanted. And I know the other reports I did. I had a baby last year in May, and I got really sick after I had my baby. In July, I had to end up having an emergency surgery. And I was out of commission until at least October, first part of November. So it was my fault. I was late getting my reports in some months because and most of them were no fishing reports. And I didn't get to my office a whole lot to get them in, and that was my fault.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions of Ms. Lilliston? Having a baby and getting sick is tough stuff. Pretty tough.
What kind of fishing do you do, Ms. Lilliston?
I rock fish with my husband, and he uses my card. He is my agent for crab pots.
Mm-hmm. Have you been before us at all before?
No.
It's the first time. What's the recommendation?
Well,
staff recommendation is 2 years probation.
I think it might be a bit extreme given her circumstances. I would motion for 1 year probation.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Hope we don't see you back here again. And now, last, Brian Lilliston. Any relation to Mrs.?
That's it.
Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so if you got it.
Mr. Brian Lilliston was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the month of December 2012. Our first and second postcard notices he was missing additional reports for the month of February and March 2013. Mr. Livingston was sent a third and final notification by certified mail for all missing harvest reports. Staff made an additional phone call to Mr. Livingston, left him a message. Ms. Jackie Livingston called on Mr. Livingston's behalf, and she was reminded by staff that he was missing a report for December 2012. She told staff she would need to check for her records. Ms. Livingston called staff again on Mr. Livingston's behalf and reported no activity for the month of December 2012, but not until after he had been issued a service letter. Mr. Livingston has submitted his reports for all months except August 2013, and that one may be in the office. Haven't checked.
What would you like to say?
I was shocked at my letter. David Drummond, the VMRC officer who delivered it, it actually didn't have my address on it. So when he contacted my family, he brought it to my door, but it had my name, but didn't have my address on it. So I was a bit surprised when your kid says, "It's a guy at the door. I think it's a cop." It's a little surprising. So that made it hard. Normally, if I do get to do any fishing or whatever, we do reporting. It's much easier to forget when I don't use it at all to turn in the non-fishing report. Is the main of it. And with the automated line, that'll make things more convenient, maybe easier, but an oversight.
So you would prefer to report online? Would that be easier?
It's none of my business. I don't guess I'm a real waterman because it's not. For three generations, every male in my family's been a waterman, yep, including my two brothers.
Right.
And I want my children to at least have that option. I teach at a college. I work for your Sea Grant program or for ANZA. Having to send in a report, and this could, I think, help everybody here, even some of the cases today that were tough, it seems to be that there's really no way for the watermen themselves to see their own history. It kind of is an open loop of communication where it goes in, but they can't really see it themselves. And it may not change anything, but it would possibly help them if they could bring up their own password protected file and say, no harvest reports, or here's a violation. You know, looking at that screen might maybe remind them that they should shape up a little bit. But it's tough when I can't see my own reports. So anyway, it doesn't really affect my case. But I think if that was something that could be done, where they could log in, they could actually see what had been reported on their behalf. I think maybe they could also line up, perhaps what a buyer's turned in, what they've turned in, and who knows. It's a good direction to go in. And it wouldn't be just VMRC's cost. You have to do this across every state. It could be a combined effort. That's not my business.
No, I think it is your business, and I think it's some good recommendations. Stephanie, you want to respond?
We have online harvest report.
Information?
Yes, sir. 2009, we set up the ability to
touch
online. So
all right.
If you want to set it up.
But what I'm saying is, can I see
absolutely
all my harvest and violations?
You can see everything that you harvest. Not your violations, but you can see all your harvest. Anything you submit, you can see it. So if you want to sign up for it, just go out and
call. So it's not the program.
Yeah, it's another additional a way for you to report outside of the business.
But it's opt-in only at this point.
No, well, of course. It's not mandatory. Anyone
but you have
can
to
get
sign
it
up to do it.
Absolutely. You can't opt-in. Sign up.
Any questions of Mr. Lewiston?
So you're not a full-time waterman?
No.
But you know Lewiston name and waterman kind of go together where we're from?
Yep.
So you know.
And like I say, I've tried to hold on to my card. My kids, I don't want to say what they should or shouldn't do, but I'd like for them to at least have the option to be able to pass that down. That's what's important to me. And brings back a lot of good memories of growing up for me personally. I ended up, they hardly let me sit at the kids' table anymore at Thanksgiving, but I went into shipbuilding and the other end of marine. We build equipment for Cherry Stone, some of the aquaculture companies. I'm on everything except the boat.
Right.
Build the boat for me.
But to my point being, you do understand this is serious stuff.
I do.
All right.
It's a pleasure, the commission.
Staff recommendations. My motion.
The motion is for 2-year probation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Is that the last one, Steph?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. O'Reilly.
I want to take a minute to sort of summarize where we are with mandatory reporting, which is now 20 years since it started. And as you can probably see today, the way things are troubling. I know there are some serious issues today, but for staff and for the commission especially, the data that you have to use in making your decisions is not the quality of data that we would like you to have as a staff. And part of that reason is noncompliance. So when you think of someone who says, I'm now up to date, when they had to go back a year to figure out what they did, or 8 months or 6 months, it really is pretty vexing. The other part is that you can see with our cases that with probably 1,700 harvesters out of the 2,800, how many cases can we possibly make where we set things right for those who come before you and it lasts for them and leaves a pretty good impression? So it really is an uphill battle, and I'm hoping that when the law enforcement subcommittee meets, they will look at the noncompliance, which is in your packet on page 15, the penalties that are associated with that you heard today, and perhaps there's some revitalization that needs to be made in terms of noncompliance, because it really is not good for the commission when you're making crab decisions or oyster decisions, and it's not 2 months that the data are delinquent. A lot of times it's 6 months. So it really does pose a major problem, and I think it's worthy of some discussion at the committee.
I'm glad you've raised that, because I've been sitting here thinking the same thing. This whole process of multiple postcards, one time, two times, three times before we get them here, it's cumbersome and expensive for staff. It detracts from other things they should be spending their time on, and it doesn't get us the information very quickly. And I think this is something that the law enforcement subcommittee of the commission should examine in a little bit more depth. Right now we have two vacancies on that subcommittee, so I'm going to be asking you all if you're willing to serve. Everybody kind of looked away from the chair.
There are several,
and I note there are three vacancies.
Well, there are several people that aren't here today.
That's right. And that's how you get put on committee.
Make a motion.
Find those individuals.
But if you do want to serve on that committee, let me know, and we'll accommodate you. But
Thank you.
Thanks for bringing that up, Ron. Good suggestion.